The nation's number one radio station, 99.3 Nigeria, Info Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome to Daily Today, the second part. And I am Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disso. Good morning.
Yes, and we're good to go this morning. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. Drop your comment as we go along. We'd like to hear from you. We're going to start with the Daily Trust newspaper this morning. Page 8 of the Trust, COP28. Shehu Tinubu, stewards, chefs, cooks among Nigerian delegations.
There's a mama, I've forgotten her name. There's a Nigerian woman in Dubai. She does fantastic amala, begiri, you know, of for euro and all these things. But we had to take cook. Let God just have mercy on us. Okay, so this is the Daily Trust, okay? And it says reactions have continued to trail the huge number of delegates representing Nigeria at COP28. It says, although Nigeria had 1,411 at the conference, the federal government had put the number of those it sponsored to sponsored at 422. Right, the delegation comprises 30 ministers. Am I reading right? 30 ministers, heads of government agencies, Ministry of Environment, Water Resources, Foreign Affairs, Finance, Humanitarian Affairs, Poverty, Alleviation, Aviation, Information, Petroleum, Mineral Resources, Attorney General, Agric Power, Youth and Sports, State for Environment, the Minister of State for Environment, Education, amongst others. Also on the list are an actress and an OAP, Toke Makinwa, IBD Dende, and two senior special assistants to the Lagos State Governor, State Lotteries and Corporate Finance Investment, a member representing Lagos Island 2 in the Lagos State House of Assembly, and the staff of PZ. The UN said Nigeria, also on the list are 138 delegates from the State House. Also on the list are 138 delegates from the State House, 54 from the National Council on Climate Change, 53 from the Ministry of Environment, 36 from the National Assembly, and 28 from the NNPC. This story does not say that. I don't find the name of Shehu Tinubu here. So I don't know how it came up in the headline. Or did I miss it?
Maybe you did.
I don't think I did. Well, the PDP has challenged, but there was every indication that he was there. Anyway, I had said yesterday, we didn't know whether it was his. He could have gone there with his own money or with his dad's private jet and so on and so forth. The PDP had alleged had challenged government to name the delegates. And so anyway, this is from yesterday or day before. We had a talk with a few people. I got lots of calls, but I had deep-seated talk with some people of my age. I'm saying that I don't want to throw age at anybody, but they had seen the past. And as I was talking to one of them on the phone, I remembered a phrase in Fela's song, Beast of No Nation. There was a phrase that was credited to P.K. Botha, who was the president of South Africa then. And when the apartheid people, in his own view, pushed him to the limit, what he said came to my mind yesterday, and you can rephrase it and rejig it in any manner possible. P.K. Botha looked at the situation. His back was against the wall. You know, just like our own backs are against the wall. He didn't know what to do next. I think the black activists had actually done a lot of collateral damage. Just like this, you know, our politicians, they are tempting us, they are pushing us. And he said, and I quote, when he saw that the uprising that happened, he said, this uprising will bring out the beast in us. I want politicians to reflect on this and say, do not bring out the beast in Nigerians. We have a flawed, a completely flawed NLC now, and there's nobody to stand in the opposition, so it's a free day. Stories like this don't inspire anybody. You keep pushing Nigerians. That's what they're doing. We keep pushing them. Okay, we've taken care of the judiciary. They always go to court. We've taken care of, we're in full control of the armed forces. Fair enough. The NLC that would have stood in opposition, they haven't said one word. I haven't seen anything they've said here. And we keep pushing Nigerians. But remember what P.K. Botha said when he's back. He said, this uprising will bring out the beast in us. Do not bring out the beast in Nigerians. It will not be funny.
Indeed. Let's move on. Let's go take our next story, page 10 of the Vanguard newspaper. Unlawful detention. ECOWAS court orders Benin Republic to pay Sunday Bo 20 million CFA.
Well, activism has paid Igbo. He doesn't pay everybody, but it has paid him. But I have this phrase that always tickles Sheriff every time he hears it. It is a phrase that you know that is on the streets. When he was on the streets, I don't know if they still talk about it. Look at the collateral damage that it has done to other people's lives who are with him in this activism. Has any one of them been ordered to be paid 20 million CFA? That is why you must put on your thinking cap. That is why today I am content with being a journalist and doing my job and not being an activist. That's why. He's in Germany now with his family. I saw a video of him in Germany. I don't know whether it's with his son or with his grandson. Some of his people are still in prison, I assume. Some of them are even still stuck in Benin Republic, some of his followers. Is he going to share this 20 million? 20 million CFA is how much naira now? I don't know. You should know now.
It's
a firewall. You know the firewall? But at the rate at which we are going, I won't be surprised if he's almost 1-to-1. What struck me here, and I'm going philosophical these days, is, okay, so he's lucky, he gets compensation. What about those who are encountered with him in Benin, those who are in prisons, those who have died? What compensation do he get? Now he's living a very comfortable life in Germany. Before you join any form of activism, or again, follow any, those who are following, you follow any politician, think twice. And be sure in your mind that you're doing something that if the consequences come, you'll be satisfied to yourself. If they say somebody else has been given, it won't matter. For example, as far as I'm concerned, you can't find me in any form of activism. It's only this job that I'm paid for. So if anything comes out of it, I know it's a job that I did, a job that I was paid for. You understand? And I'm not paid 20,000 naira a week or a month, like some of you who see me as your number one enemy. If you follow a politician and you put your own personality at risk, you almost turn yourself at a time when people are suffering. Some of you, is just to show support, say all kinds of nonsense and even abuse those who are doing these things on behalf of the people. And you think that you will not pay for it. You will. Ask those who did this kind of nonsense during Abacha's time. Where are they today? So let's all put up some thinking cap and before you join any form of... Don't just join because somebody is there and will give you money in the interim. No. Igboho is a very lucky man. I think he has dual citizenship. So he's ensconced in a very comfortable place. He took his grandson or his son. Igboho, would he have a grandson of that age? I don't know.
I don't know. It's possible.
It's possible. Yes, I would have been a grandfather a long time ago. Mm,
it's possible.
Yes, because...
because what?
No, let's leave that part. Because I forgot I was on it. You know, So, let me just read the story. ECOWAS court sitting in Abuja ordered the government of Benin to pay him 20 million naira CFA within 3 months for unlawful detention and violation of his human rights. Just him alone. It doesn't say him and his followers. Mm. That's what the judgment says. So, Oga, you're a very lucky man. No? Spend the money wisely. It's not so much a lot of money. By the time you change it to Dutch marks, only God knows what will be left.
Hmm. Okay, let's go and pick up our next paper. This is page 11 of the Vanguard newspaper. Group warns against selective demolition of property in Lagos.
Okay, so there's this group amongst so many groups, Igbomine in diaspora, and they call for elimination of all obnoxious policies against the Igbo race, regretting that the race has become the sacrificial lamb of Nigeria. And they were reacting to the ongoing demolition of some properties in Lagos and said it was unfortunate that property legitimately acquired and built over the years were being demolished without justification and compensation. We need to nip this kind of rhetoric in the bud. I say it one more time. We know what is going on as far as the demolition is concerned. There are videos that are so visible, you can see. These people have built their houses illegally. I don't care whether they've bribed people. They must have known within themselves. If you are going to be putting up a mansion of 80, 100, 150, 200 million, surely you must follow due process. And to now turn it into an ethnic thing is unacceptable. If there are other ethnic matters, fair enough. And I was very disappointed with Chief Iwanyanwu, because he's an entrepreneur, he's a graduate, he's an engineer. Chief Iwanyanwu said that, they should stop the demolition until we get a clear picture. What is a clear picture? Let them show proof that they got the appropriate approval for what they're doing. Let's stop this. You're demolishing an estate. Is it only Igbo people that live there? Let's stop this rhetoric for God's sake and stop creating division amongst our people. Nigerians are generally very careless. They break laws with impunity. And look, the commissioner, he showed videos. It's there for you to see. What about, you talk about the Igbos whose houses have been demolished. What about the various people who, because they built the houses in the areas of flood and so on and so forth, have been killed? Don't they deserve a life? Is it because they are poor? We should stop this. The only thing I'm going to blame the Lagos state for is these things should have been nipped in the bud. Mm-hmm. We keep telling you, before these things become a full-blown crisis, it should have been nipped in the bud. And I plead with Chief Waya, who I respect so much and was a half supporter of his club way back then. He also has, he is in our newspaper business, champion and so on and so forth, who we all respect. And he's a Lagosian because he lives in Lagos. He needs to be careful. I know that you probably will be goaded into doing these things, but sir, you need to stand firm. You're an elder statesman. How can you say an ongoing demolition? These things are causing floods all over. People are dying by the day. We say we should wait first to find out what is going on. I mean, come on. Please let us stop this rhetoric. And I'd like to appeal also to our friends in the media. This kind of story shouldn't find its way. A group, they call themselves Igbomine in diaspora. And put these things in the paper and you carry them without any form of responsibility. An editor should have known that this is a reckless statement. I mean it. An editor should have known that this is a reckless statement. It's of no value. Are you telling us that? So the Ministry of Environment, let's just play this out for example. The Ministry of Environment and the governor now went and checked who owns which house and says, okay, this street, is Igbo people there? Is there any place that is exclusively occupied by Igbos? No. Let's stop this rhetoric and not shake the table. We have more serious things that are of common nature that all of us should face collectively. This is a diversion. We have more things. We have poverty. We have everything. The poverty on ground doesn't know Igbo, doesn't know Yoruba, doesn't even know foreigner. Except those who earn dollars and then can change it into naira. So don't let's cause division amongst the people. The government is right on this, and I urge them to continue, because we can't continue like this. We can't continue like this, definitely. We just can't continue like this. So please, and like I said, the media too, you must apply. That's why you have a main media as opposed to the social media. You're supposed to have an editor. The editor is supposed to be, to have a nationalistic spirit. It's not everything that you get that you publish. Freedom of speech doesn't mean you can say anything. No.
Have you ever considered being like a lecturer in a university?
I've thought about it.
Like a communications lecturer.
I've thought about it. In fact, I even got a request. Was it Cardiff or so? You know, to come and make the rounds in and talk about media in Africa and so on and so forth. Mm. Maybe I should take it and go and rest. You know, the issues that even come, sometimes when I play back my program, I feel disgusted. You're saying the same thing. The issues are the same. Irresponsibility, politicians, is the same, day in, day out. You know? Even the role of the media in this, the media has been bastardized. I know what all this is. Have you heard of a word, Kilo Badi? That's what it is. You can walk up to most newspapers and with a little whatever, it goes through. And we need to tell ourselves the truth. We need to tell, and we have a media award coming up on Sunday. And I hope somebody would make that statement there in any of the speeches, that we need to exorcise the media. It can't be any different. The rot in the media can't be any different from that
from
in
the
society.
Rot in the society.
It can't be any different. But heaven help us all. Where do we turn to? The churches? No. Must? No. The traditional worship, as represented by the traditional rulers who are the cultural heads, is a complete disaster. Traditional rulers are dancing disco and blowing trumpet and buying Rolls Royces and whatever. No reflection of the pain of the people. The judiciary, you can't even go. Even your politicians now, you can't go to your House of Rep member to lay a complaint. Or House of Assembly member. You'll be waiting outside. You won't know that the man, his house is, the front is in one street. The exit is in the other street behind him. So they'll give you pure water. You'll be waiting. You'll be waiting. I don't know, Sheriff.
Okay.
Don't know.
We're going to move on to page 18 of the Vanguard newspaper. It's the editorial. No to VP's 15 billion naira mansion.
Yeah, look at that now. What do you want me to say about this?
Take now.
No, what's there to say in these times? I'm in support that they should. What goes around, you know? What goes around, should, you know? If the president wants to buy a yacht and a vehicle for Madame, and then let them spend 15 billion on the mansion now. What's the problem?
It's inflation. It's not. It shouldn't be up to that.
No, but you know I'm being sarcastic now.
It's inflation.
You know that I'm being sarcastic. That's why I said again that phrase. Because I read that story. It is true that Sheyi Tinubu's name was not in the story, but was in the headline. What president would allow his son go on this kind of thing? What president allows his son to be at the Federal Executive Council meeting? Is this a joke? Are we running a joke? Yeah, we heard that last year they were about 52. How come he jumped even to the 446? Look at the list. Is it a joke? What is going on? Every day I feel I'm being raped by those who are running this country in my mind, and I'm completely helpless. Is it a joke we are running? It has never been so bad. Never. And what even makes it worse are the so-called supporters. No, they will tell you from behind. I've met a few of them who say, well, you know, we have to find something to eat, and then you sacrifice your future. But I'm saying that people are noting these things now. Day by day, people are being pushed. See what it says here. It says the 10th National Assembly with Godswill Akpabio as its chairman has been presented with a major litmus test. Remember that it is during Akpabio's time that on your mandate we shall stand was played when the National Assembly were played. Because it wasn't as if it was a group that played it. It was played. The musical was added to it during Godswill Akpabio's time. Okay? And it says, the Vanguard says, this outrageous request is contained in the 2024 appropriation budget tabled last week by the president. A couple of days later, the Wike appeared before the Senate to defend his budget. Wike said the approval was necessary because the project was earmarked some 13 years ago at the sum of 10 million, but was abandoned. According to him, the contractors have revised the budget for the project to 15 billion from 10 million. Why are you looking at me? Say something. And his administration is determined to deliver it by middle of 2024. He's also the one who wants to build a cultural center at such a humongous amount. Why hasn't he had a meeting with his ministers and so on to say, look, there are some key projects we have to abandon for now because, you know, we're highly indebted and the funds are not available. Let's keep them. Let's see what happens in another year or two. Will the heavens fall if the VP doesn't have a 15 billion naira house, if he can't wait for 2 years to see if the economy will improve? You keep pushing. Keep pushing. Okay, so opposition to the spending has sprouted in many quarters. Serap, for instance, has threatened to sue the National Assembly. Serap has threatened to sue only God. I've got no time.
But
why do you keep saying this? Why, you know, you end up not doing this? I feel so sorry for them. We are helpless. We are helpless. Serap has threatened to sue the National Assembly if he fails to exert his constitutional oversight by stopping this. When people are helpless, what they could resort to might not be pleasurable. We are telling you these things in coded language. I pray that it never comes to, this is what Jimmy Disu said. We're asking the government to pick up the sensitivity of the people. Let us feed first. Let us feed first before you buy a vehicle for a madam, or you take people on a trip, or you want to build a 15 billion mansion. Let us eat. The other day I wanted to eat. My money. I said, okay, cook me a nice soup. I was telling my housekeeper, cook me a house soup and buy fruits. She cooked the meal. She couldn't buy fruits. Okay, so but I had the money, but I said to myself, is this what I'm going to be spending every day? It's like I'm in this dilemma, and I'm now thinking of buying a... This is the time for me to show that... let me go and buy a Maybach.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at... And foreigners read all these papers, ironically. He went with an actress. He went with the president's son. Rumors have it that he went with his girlfriend. In the case of the son, that gentleman is in his 30s. At his age, I was a very senior manager at Lever Brothers. I had 2 children. It's time we spoke to the guy directly. Because he's doing things that are going to jeopardize his dad's assessment as president at the end of the day. That might also go for his elder sister. And those who are around Tinubu, who are his friends, should be able to call them and tell them to show some restraint. Nigeria is not giving to... Nigeria don't like their president being involved in visibly in things that show a complete lack of discipline. This was the same gentleman that went to the Federal Executive Council.
Uninvited.
And he took his father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder when the man even saw him. Why he didn't ask, who is that guy there? Would you throw him out? It's bad, Sheriff. It's bad. And this thing needs some kind of repair.
Well, that is where we'll stop for this morning.
Even I need repair. So, my mouth is dry. You didn't give me tea. You didn't give me coffee. You didn't give me water. No orange juice.
Why did you add orange juice to it?
I don't know. Just...
I can't get water.
Oh, dear.
But you're back at 9 for dear Bumi.
This is a glorious day now, dear Bumi. Yeah, at least I won't be barking like a dog.
Don't you get
overwhelmed, Sheriff, to be honest. Be honest with me. I won't tell any other person.
No,
don't you get overwhelmed that we've been doing this thing now for 2 to 3 years? Very little joy has been derived from it, of course, apart from the money that I'm paid. Cheddar. Yes, yes. But it's so frustrating.
Yes, it can be.
That's why we started adding humor, so that
you know
while Odigwe Baba finishes, instead of going straight through the door here, you begin to knock. Sheriff, let me go.
Lagos, Baba.
.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.